and a mahaloch in terms of what did it accomplish klape de bria? What was happening within the bria? So all the nekudas will speak about is what did this inyan of geula shtela back in the bria that was unusual. So I'll just be makdim the kasha. I didn't photocopy. I didn't think it was. I just wanted to say the kasha. He starts off with a pshat in ilo haritzakadosh baruch hu aviseinu hari onu vaneinu and so on. So he asks, why is it muchach that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't take out aviseinu, we would be mishubadim, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do a nes for us, we wouldn't leave? That's his shaila. So he says, avad etan pshat. Pshat is the dogish is not an aviseinu. The dogish is on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been moitzi us, nothing else could have been moitzi us. So that's how it goes up pshat. Now he's going to explain why. So let's talk about this also, because this is something that's going to get this first mahalach, and if you get to the second mahalach. A Kodesh Baruch Hu organized a world where there's mehalchim of teva. And even not in the world of Teva, there are certain mahalchim. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is megala himself in everything that happens. So things that are mamish Teva, we see Teva. If we think about it, and we think about it, we understand that there's something behind it. But the laws of nature are the laws of nature. They happen all the time, the same way, and nothing changes. Mitzad, the world above, there's also a mahalach. All of the inyanim that Chochmas HaPnim speaks about are mahalachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something which does not have a mahalach, there's nothing to learn. Moshel Ma'adav Adayim, again, we're using a Moshel Bnei Adam, but just because to understand what the Ivri means. If I tell you, if I see Yankel does something, sometimes it's muchach what he does. Fine. Sometimes it's more hidden. Sometimes it's a soid gadol. But a soid gadol means that if I know what he's doing, it's a mahalach. First he tried to get him to do it, then he got him to do it, and he talked to him because he wanted him to do it. This is a good feel, but that it's a mahalach. Tzedah mensh v'saza chosadas. So what he did 1 minute, did a second minute, has no kesha, has no mahalach. And b'meila, it's not shayach chal op learning what he's going to do. A psychologist, the chacham of a psychologist is, somebody that we think is a chassid das, he understands b'etzim, what's driving him is that he's angry at so-and-so. So even though what he's doing is stupid, but b'cholif and I can understand A to B to C. But if a person is be'emes, loyaleinu, people who lose their memories, and every minute is a new minute. So there's no kesha from one minute to the other minute. So, kaviyochel, when we speak about mahalchim in the bria, mahalchit teva, every person sees, a scientist understands maybe the structure of it, there's mahalchim beyond that. And those mahalchim, the those people understand chachmas ha-pnim, understand the pnimistik mahalchim. All of those pnimistik mahalchim are b'meila tolui in different kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malachim, spheres, shemes, because they're mahalachim. The minute you say something's mahalach means it has a system, and you could predict. So Chochmas HaPnim is something that we don't have much insight. You have to know it, and kulahai v'ulai, but b'cholif it's shayach to world of Chochma. Things that are not shayach to that world, beyond that world, that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvoidei v'atzmai. So, there are inyanim in the Bria that are mehalchim of Pnim, mehalchim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things through whatever you want to call it, malachim, spheres, anything you want to call it, and those are inyanim that there's mehalchim, and then there's inyanim that work without a mehalach. And so b'melef it says, what the Maral is spelling of Ek is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out, then no one else can take us out. In other words, it's a type of inyan that doesn't allow itself to be conducted by anything but Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mehalcha Teva, the Koyach that Teva take care of. Mehalchim beyond Teva, there's a world that takes care of it, of different, also Nevra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's a Nyanim that has no Shaykhis to Mehalch. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide v'atzmai. So the Adgosher of Al-Agoda is that if this would not have been HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide v'atzmai, there is no Gula. Why not? So many other things happen with Mehalch, with Malachim. Malachim was sent to be Matzah Loit. Malachim was sent to be Avram. Baruch Hashem, Malachim managed to do a lot of things. Why over here is an Indian that's a part of Atzma? That's the Nakuda that we want to see. Let's take a look at Mud Kaf. So this Indian over here that it had to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu, meaning a Mahalach that has no Mahalchim. It's not Tevedic, it's not Pnimiistic, it's beyond Mahalchim, and there's no way a person could understand it, even with Inyan of Pnim. It's a Dava Omik. V'zeh al-deh Hashem Chazal per kamer etaynis, shloisha mafteich azim sul shliach. Mafteich shal chaya, shal kshamim, shal chiyas ha-mesa. The three mafteich is given over only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'maisa sam krok alech v'echa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-poiseach. So what's these three in Yanim belong to the same category as Yitzias Mitzrayim, an Inyan that is not shayach to the Mareches of Hanhoges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Why? What's the common denominator of these three things? V'atam be'elo shloshi dvarim, ki chol dover shu bekoyach v'yoytze lepoyel, ein yitziyosu lepoyel, Kimdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shubulvad B'Poyel HaGomor. Let's see one more line and then we'll explain it. V'zeo Mipnei Shu Yisbarach Nivdom HaChoyme Shekol Iyin HaChoyme B'Koyach V'chol HaShe'esh Bo Tziv Gashmi Efshesh B'Poyel HaGomor L'cheinu Yisbarach Nivdom Gamer HaChoyme V'Bulvad B'Poyel HaGomor V'Loikach HaMalachim. So he says like this, and let's understand what he's saying over here. Let's talk a little bit about this. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, and in the Bria there are inyanim that are yesh me'ayin, and that happened once in Bereishis. There are inyanim that are yesh me'yesh, and that happens every single moment. We take a piece of wood, you cut it, you make a table. Nothing here changed in a mechustika oifen. It was wood. You cut it this way, you put it this way. The whole olam ha-teva is totally disinyanim. So you have the olam of teva, which is always, and that's called yesh miyesh. You have the olam of Bria, which happened once and never happened again. There's no more Yesh Me'ayin. There's something else that's called Min HaKoyach El HaPoyel. And that means, and that in a certain sense is another layer in the Bria. Yesh Me'yesh is something that, looking at it, I know what I could make of it. The muscle. I have wood, so I look at it. A Baal Malach will look at it and say, "Meken Schneiden, Starkenig, to make a table, and you put feet on it. It'll be a very nice table." Some things, the way we understand today, a cell, our zera, a cell. So the DNA, the genes, are nothing like what comes out. In other words, the person in a cell, the DNA doesn't look like a small little person. It's a code that tells that cell how to be meyatzer different things. It's the mushal like a book. A person, let's take the mushal to something simpler. A cook is standing there, and has flour and sugar and eggs, somebody who's a good cook could say Mistama Meshaya Berech what it'll taste like, what it'll look like. But imagine somebody has a cookbook and he can't read the words. So, and you ask him, what do you think is going to come out of this? What do you think? Okay, it has no shaykhs. When I make it, when I follow the instructions and I make it, you realize that this came from this. But there's no way that looking at this, you can see what it's going to be. In Yesh Miyesh, so the flour, the sugar, the is here. Somebody who has a feel for it could see what's going to be from it, because it's there already. It's just a question of adding the sugar, take away the sugar, oh, it's there. When you have a cookbook, and somebody just looks at the osius and the paper, it's not the same thing at all. When you make it and you see the person, every time they look at this page makes this, you look at the cake and say, Mistama, this cake was made up of that. But from here to here, there's no oifen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria has a dimension called Min HaKoyach El HaPoyel. He put into the Bria, the whole Bria is a chetimtza for stelling avek other things. Certain inyanim are yesh miyeshtik. So he grows a lulav and an esrik, he takes the tree, cuts it, and he has a lulav and esrik. And then there are inyanim, shayrishtik inyanim, that are min hakoyach el hapoyel. And those are very different than yesh miyesh. It's the closest we have to yesh miayin. That type of inyan is not shayach for anything, for any nivra, for any bal chayma to do. And I want to explain why. Just like, we'll use the mashal again. A person who's mashal, let's go to a cookbook. So the person who never, he doesn't know how to read. He's a primitive, from a jungle someplace, never saw, he doesn't understand it. In his mind, to make something from something means I mix it, I bake it, I cook it, that he knows. So the most, when you give him a cookbook and say from this you can make a very good cake, he'll try to grind it up, he'll try to mix it with something. He doesn't have the musig that it's only mitzad the tsurish avoy, mitzad the information, mitzad the something that's not physical, that's where I have the shayrish for this. The transition from a dova that's ruchni, I mean in the sense abstract, tsuridik, to chayma, is it to bring it out al apoyel and to realize it's tachlis. Kolzman, you have some shayt chumis, you won't get it. And this is one of the reasons why scientists can today till tomorrow they can explore DNA, they can fix DNA, they can do things with it. But to understand how from written letters, the DNA is not the chaymer of the person, it's the tzura. It tells the chemicals how to line up to make the chemicals of the body. It's incredible. It's incredible when you think about it. It's a book. It's a real book. It's not chaymer, you take more meat, less meat. People's dimion on Nivroim was, the kreifer was always take more chaymer and add to it. It's not chaymer. It's a book. It's a book with instructions how to make protein, this protein, that protein, and how to put it together, and when to put it together, and all of that. That knach of realizing things to their tachlis is kulay tsura, it's not chaymer, and something that's about chaymer doesn't have that teher. Okay, so let's see what it says. So he says, Bezeh, mipnei shehu yisbaruch nivl min hachaymer. The whole musig of chayim in this world is only b'koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put chayim in this world to be able to do something with it. V'chol ha'sheyesh bo tzirav gashmi i'ef sheshia b'poy lagomo. L'cheinu yizbaruch niv l'gamen ha'chayim v'uvad poy lagomo v'loikach malachim. Ki av sheinim gashmi, a malach is not a gashmi, it's a gebriya. Mikol mokom yesh ha'yachas v'kir v'lageshet. ולכך אין בפועל הגומר. רוצה לומר שאימא דגוסם בתכלס השלימוס, כי הנמצא שהוא חוסר ונשולם בתכלס אין בפועל. Kamitzis befoil kashusholim kvar ve'ena chasa. So everything in the Bria. So lemashal, a malach is not a dover sholem because a malach still has to do something. Until a malach hasn't done something, he's not yet realized himself either. So he's also a bekoyach. He's not something that has reached its shleimus, and b'meila to shaf that in something else, he's not shayach to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholem. One of the names of Shalom is one of the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here you're talking about taking something that is and bringing it to a stage that the Malach is not. A person, just like you can't lift up somebody higher than you are, you can lift them up as high as you are, but you can't lift them above it. Since a Malach is also not fully realized, he's not Bepoel Gomer, so to take something from Bekoyach to Bepoel is something a Malach can't do. Ubefnei, ke'ela dvorim ha'shloisha heim mota chaya tchia, heim eina Bepoel v'yesen la'poel. So of the three things, of the three shayrishtik things that we have in the Bria, that are not Bepoel, and the whole mitzias of this Bria is yitzia la'poel, kirmuch ha'kro, by mota it says, yiftach ha'shem chazir tzorei, I want to talk about this a minute. The three psukim speak about mafteach. Yiftach, vayiftach, bepischi. Chazal used that lashon. Mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel parnasa, and so on. What's so they're using is something interesting. They're using a word, mafteach, the pasuk is using it, that the three inyanim that are bedafka, that have this maimed of minakoyach alapoyel, we use the lashon of mafteach fit. So the Gemara says Erevin, there's a shaila, if a person puts down an Erev, puts down bread, so lemaisa, he doesn't have to eat it. We don't eat it. If it's in a place that's locked and there's no key, so I put bread over here, but it's inaccessible, and b'meila it's not a good erev. Depending if the key is in the same place, if you can move it, if there's a chetimtza of a mafteach, then we say there's bread over here. If there's no chetimtza of a mafteach, then kiloy. So, something that's locked, and then you have a mafteach, once you open it up, it was there all the time. So somebody has a shafa, and he has it in his money. So before it's open, he has a safe, and he doesn't have a key to it. And he can shay chay become a millionaire. He's not a millionaire because he can't buy anything. So it's kiloy. The minute you put in the mafteach and you open it up, it is. And you didn't make a shinui. It's interesting. You didn't make a shinui in the chayfetz itself. The money is the same money. The matzah is the same matzah. Whatever you put there is the same. But without the mafteach, its ki'ilu doesn't exist because it exists in a different world. Right now it's a shafa. That's all it is. When I have the mafteach, it's part of my mitzvahs. So when I'm talking about three in yonim, that it's ki'ilu going from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, Dafke mafteach is used for it. Yiftach Hashem Hazar Tzor, Yiftach Shach Mepisach Vesechem. Sheze Meire Shekulon Dvorim Yitzin Lapoyel, Achzer Bepoyel. Hidei HaDvorim Ailu Yitzin Akoch HaPoyel, Ve'ena Moitzi Rak Mishu Bepoyel Lagamri. So the only one that can do that mahalach of taking something that's totally not there and giving it its Tzur Shleima Ke'erka is Ribbono Shelam. Ve'ze Hashem Shbeuch Shu Bepoyel Lagamo. Ve'im Hashem Yisbarach Mechadish Pulas Achas Lo Yehoyu Ve'nira Kivloi Zeyos Makor HaPoyel Zeshay Chisor Mitzad HaMekabel Ve'kashay Mukhra HaMekabel Ein Tzorach HaYitzor LePoyel. So the Maral is Madgish this Nekuda as follows. It goes to what we said. He's bothered by a Shaila. Does it mean the Rebbeinu Shalom created things that are missing something? If you're telling me that without Mata the Bria is missing something, it's Ki'ilu Chasa, so he says this Heichet Timtza of an Akoyach HaLapoyel is something which means it's not missing it. It's there, but until the Mekabel doesn't have the Mafteach for it, he doesn't have it. It's a way of saying there are Inyanim in the Bria that don't exist until the person opens it. And then it happens. Let's skip a little bit. So he goes through the three things. Let's go to Kuf Beis. He describes each one, what these things are. Umipnei, ki yitzias Mitzrayim shahoytzei sami beis avodim, liyos la'am skula havaya gdoyla, vushlei mesoylem bevaday, kmo shesbar kasol shei mesoylem, ולכך יציאס דבר זה לפועל השם יסברך המויצה כל הפועל ואין המבטיח נמסס מויצה הפועל רק הוא יסברך ולדבר זה צורך דבורם ארוכים מאוד כלל הדבר של הדבורם הוא בכוח לסל הפועל מויצה אשר הפועל ואין הוא כוח נכלל. So he says like this. באמס, the world itself had no tzura and כלל ישראל, there was no כלל ישראל. So let's go on both shlavim. Klal Yisrael did not exist until Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not the pshat. You make a pidyon shvuyim, works. There was a person. He was a person beforehand. He had a metzias. He was locked up, and then you pay to him. So being paid to is a mahalach, a yesh b'yeshik a mahalach of sorts. If Klal Yisrael wasn't a Klal yet, so before the Golos time started, we were a bunch of Shivim Nefesh. We were Shivim Nefesh and children. Where were we a Klal? Where was the Klal Yisrael beforehand? The answer is the Hoitzah from Mitzrayim. It wasn't a pidyon shvuyim on the ayin nefesh. The pshat was satzach geshafen a klal over here. The yetzias Mitzrayim turned yechidim into a klal. That's an inyan of nakoyach lapoyel. It's something which had no mitzias before, and the geul itself is the mitzias. So pidisonu is on the yachid also. And it's each piece that was there was nifte. Geula is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a metzias, a yesh me'ayin or me'akorech l'apoyel. All we had there was DNA of Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael didn't exist. So no one could. There's nothing in the world that could happen. If let's say some other country would have defeated Mitzrayim and they would have let Klal Yisrael go, they wouldn't become Klal Yisrael. More than that, the world itself had no metzias. It was people, and there was no tachlis to the world as it was. After the Chet of Adam Arishan, until Klal Yisrael came around, there was no. I mean, the world was a world. There was no metzias of a world. Klal Yisrael coming out al apoyel meant that the world came out of Lapoil. Now the world is a world. Now it has a metzias of a tzura with people that are writing the sacrament. That's the difference. Inyan of the geula was an inyan that sigh on the level of Klal Yisrael and sigh on the level of the world. There was a yetzia min hakoyach lapoil. Because
Shahoy, yes, because you had a lot of yechidim that had a pidyon. And they shared the same experience. That's why we have.
No, it's stronger than that. It's shaft. Whatever the tachas. Let's give a mashal. It's called a kurazov. A kurazov has two tachas. You throw in a lot of rocks. So you have a kurazov, you throw in rocks. What happens afterward is that the gold melts. and it comes dripping out, and it becomes gold bars, pieces of gold. So I could understand. I put in rocks, and I take out the rocks. The rocks are in the oven; it's very hot, and you take them out. That's not what happened. The rocks went in, and out came gold, because there was gold in the rocks, and it came out. The creating a klal, the Yetzir itself shafted the klal Yisrael. So not only did everybody as a yochid come out, a klal Yisrael was born out of that. So the ma'ase geula is much, much deeper than a ma'ase pidyon on yechidim that was stuck. It created something that didn't exist before. There was no klal Yisrael before. In Bavel, we were already Chal Yisrael. Chal Yisrael went in, they went Tzoros, and then there was a Geula. But in Mitzrayim, the Shoza Dainam Vishom this Gadu Porvrova Kuuba Mishav Me Imoy, Valayotza Dainala Poil, Ukach Nechsha Vitsyosim Havaila Porlegamri, Valzelma Vilohita Gesprosa Visenu, Claim of Nekach Royalin, Shaber Safafoysov, Imasenu, Vadorma Elim Dorm Bukimoid. So he means as follows over here. Devilo Hoitzi Akarish Baruchu is telling me why Machuiv in Shabeach. So he's saying as follows. Lamashal, a person, let's say, somebody did a taiva for me. You have to be thankful to the person. You have to make a taiv. Hakaras a taiv is a very chashve inyan. Teva hadvarim, for right reasons, is the more I go through life, so I was nana for one person 25 years ago. Since then, there's been another 100 people that I had some tevis from, and b'meila I owe them a karsa tevis also. Tzoros achroinus mishakos rishainus. Rightfully so, he helped me then. So I've added this musa, how much I can make a tev. But the choloifin, the cheshme is a cheshme. There's one exception. The first one that did every one of us a favor are his parents. And that never stops. There's no kibbut avaim has no gvulas, and the reason is because that's my shayrish, and it's not the pshat. I had a metzias, and it's a teiva that came onto the metzias. This is my shayrish. I once had a very interesting maizis. Sometimes you see something in real life, it brings home a point. Many years ago in Yisrael. There was a couple. He was about Shuvah, I think it was Eishes Torah. He got engaged to, they married an Israeli Baal Shuvah. So they came to us, they were biased a few times. Her story was she was born not to married people. At birth, they gave her up for adoption. A couple, in Nitzole Shoah and a Freie Kibbutz, adopted her. And they raised her like a child. Her parents had nothing else to do with it. She became a Baal Shuva. There was a real shame at say kibbutz. She became a Baal Shuva. When she got engaged, they told her, listen, we saved up $2,000. We're giving it to you, and this is yours. Asay katayi beinaya. It was very spoiled. I mean, you know, she went to a different world. And they gave everything they had, they gave her. So I was talking about it to my wife, and I said, by the way, so my wife asked, does she have to sit shiva for them? I said, no. And I'll tell you something more. She has to sit shiva for her real parent. So I said, amcha, but she has to sit. And it shocked me also, what's the seichel behind it? And the answer is very simple. The Akaras HaTayev that she owes to her faster parents is Ligvul. But she would have existed without them also. Without her real parents. Take everything off the table, why, what, when. Without them, she doesn't have metzias. I tell kibbut av, the Torah, it needs us to be makir emes, whether it's a likable emes or not a likable emes, of the hakaras emes, to be machin. What's my sheirish, and what's a tosefes is avchana in the core of emes, and b'meila yitzias Mitzrayim is something that went to the etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, it's not the shevach voidah and the sipur about it doesn't have gvulis, because be'emes today we know kemat everything in a person's physical mitzias is totally in the DNA of his genes. Even if he got sick, Amol, we used to, we understood that you get sick because a germ comes, bacteria. Now they say, oh, but why do some people get more sick and less sick? That's also totally in your DNA. Everything goes back to the sheirish of the person. And being oimer on the amitas of his sheirish, even on the physical level, is an emes l'umas amikra, and understanding Klal Yisrael's metzias klapi, what happened then was we're a metzias of a Klal Yisrael because of what happens in Mitzrayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did many, many toivas for us from there. But the difference between many, many, many toivas to the atzmias, to Bnei B'chayr Yisrael, that happened over there. So he says, V'kasher hoy Yisrael. V'kasher Yisrael Mitzrayim. Wait, see him. I won't go over it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'apoy li'aseitzim v'shusim erdoim v'ari l'uba ha'noilat v'kumay sh'arachnim zeh mo'id. For you saw Yosef and Achshavim am loinat mischadish ato, for the kach loy efshit zosak Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bezer she'oma iloyta Hakadosh Baruch Hu as aviseinu Mitzrayim, hayu onu v'leinu v'asim shom pare. The hadgoshin it is without a pu'ula of moving min hakoyach al apoyel, we couldn't get out. The reason we couldn't get out is we didn't exist yet. It's one thing if you have your own metzias and somebody is locking you up, and somebody is holding you down. So sometimes you have to try harder, sometimes easier. If you don't have a metzias yet, then nothing can take care of it except for someone that can create a metzias. And Shar Golz is not like that. That's why we have the Schiv Shevach. So one nekuda the Maral says over here, a very, very sadistic and very chashev nekuda is that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Geulas Mitzrayim, is a whole different parasha. In every Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for us. Every Golos, we had terrible tzaris. Every Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tovus that he gave us. He saved us, he helped us through the Golos, took us out, and so on. All of those types of geulis require a shevach and so on. Ein edoyma, geulas Mitzrayim, which is the etzem bria of Klal Yisrael. Our metzias is that metzias, and b'meila, the one pe'ula that we meyasker sparhu. So just like a person is life, if a person is zeicha and he has good parents, many things in his life he owes to his parents. It's sometimes not. But the one thing that everybody owes only to a parent is this type of hakara of metzias. And b'meila, Leil Pesach is our siyachsus HaKadosh Baruch Mitzvistic. One more could I want to take a look at Kuf Gimel. I don't know if you have Kuf Gimel.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay. We just Kuf Gimel and it finishes the Kuf Dalet with a few lines. We'll stop and I'll finish outside. On the left side. Ve'oid ka yitzir mesechas ka shemispar sheka shemispar hoytzei shol mitzrayim loyshe hoytzei sam shem mitzrayim belvad. He says over here, the next page you don't have, I think. I didn't photocopy. And I'll explain what he says over here. The Havchana, the Maral says it in other places also. If we mafchin between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Koiches Malach, again, call them Malachim, call them spheres, call them whatever you want. The big difference that's mavdil between what is Eikoyach and what is Ibn Yisraelam is Klal versus Prat. Anytime anytime I magde something which is a prat, it's not Ibn Yisraelam. Rifoil is the Malach from Rifuam, Gavriel is the Malach from Din, and every single Malach has a certain chelik. Whenever I'm talking about Ribbono Shalom, the Ribbono Shalom is a pchina of koil and everything. Any ischalkus, any time I will deal with a prat and not a klal, I'm not dealing with Ribbono Shalom. So, whenever I speak of some sort of geula, which is proteistic, then it may or may not be nageya today. It happened. At that time we were Zeicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do the same for us. It happened, and today maybe it's not it's only as a history. Anytime you're dealing with a prat, that's not called the b'china of a Kadosh Baruch Hu be megal himself bekvoide ba'atzmai. Everything is Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. Of a b'cholayf in mitzan our if we wanted to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just like let's give a dugma. Things in Teva, everything's because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the sun and the moon and gravity, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't inherit. We inherit Teva as Teva, and it takes a lot of thinking to inherit that way. When a person sees something that's Yoytzim Min HaKlal, something unusual, then he says, "Oh, something else being piled over here." That's in the Yachas of Olam HaTeva to the Olam that's beyond Teva. In the Olam that's beyond Teva, sometimes a person sees a prat. The Ribbono Shel Olam did this, Ribbono Shel Olam did this, Ribbono Shel Olam did that. Sometimes a person that hears a klal, a whole hekev of mahalchim. The bigger that hekev is, the more it's shaykh to the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A malach echad doesn't do two shlichas. So when a person sees something, and especially when a person sees an inyan that had tzaris to it and tovus to it, things that were difficult and then things that came out good, there's more and more the hair of the Ribbono Shel Olam as kvoide v'atzmoi because it's a klal and not just a detail. So the difference between the type of gula that happened there, and it's Hainu Hach. Ein lecha klal godel yoisa than the sheirish. If I grab something by a sheirish, everything is affected. If Rachman al Tzan, if a person is pegia in a gene, then lo'olme added, everything that has shaykh that gene is going to be affected because that's the sheirish. The sheirish automatically is toifis, the klal, and not the prat, because everything comes from there. So, two things the Maral says. There's A, we're talking about a Haggah that's the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and two, we're talking about something that is, it's Koyle, it's the Klal. One of the places where you see it, there Haggah, it says, Yivonechi Choynecha, so Rashi says, all Umis, some Umis have Kohanim, some have Neviim, some have Lachim, Klal Yisrael is krocha de kula bay. Because Klal Yisrael is a reflection of Ribbono Shel Olam's mida of being koil everything, Klal Yisrael has it all. Klal Yisrael is koilal in itself, all the different inyanim. So minei melochim, minei kahanim, because it has to be that way. If we're a klal le'umas, the prat of the bria, we koil everything. So just sum up, and so when we say Ani Hashem, Ani Vlei Malach, Ani Yisarov, and so on, all of the Hadgosha that the Inyonim of Pesach happened through Kaviyoch Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So it's not Lafuki Avodah Zarah. It's not afukit teva for sure not. Hanila malchim or sarif is not a afukit of teva. It's coming to help us understand what is it that we're being mesiachus to on Pesach night. The all other zmanim of Nisim and Eflores were mesiachus HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping us. It's Hakaras HaToiv, and Hakaras HaToiv is very chashev, and we also have to remember it. But Pesach night is Hakaras HaEmes, that understanding that we as Klal Yisrael, is a metzias only because Ribbono Yisrael made us a metzias in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pe'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yetzias Mitzrayim is equal to the pe'ula of a parent giving birth to a child. He doesn't do him a favor. He is the child. He's the sheirish of where the child comes from. Bnei B'chor Yisrael, it's more than a melitza. It's the pshat is that his havos of Klal Yisrael is kol kuloi from this pe'ula over here. It's mechayev us that the hisyachsu to it year after year doesn't change, because toivus we could forget. Metzias we can't forget. We are that. That's our metzias. So it's not shaykh to say, well, it's already a few thousand years, but it's not a few thousand years ago, it's now. I exist now, and if I exist now, so much of somebody helped me, somebody gave me money 25 years ago. So, I mean, the money's long gone, somebody else will give me money, whatever. But if somebody gave me chiyus 25 years ago, 100 years ago, it's still the chiyus. The Herod Yerboin Shalom and Anlel Seder, that this our metzias, that type of anhaga is a gili of ani. It's a gili of ani v'loy malach, ni v'loy seraf. It's a gili of a hanhaga that shayach to the atzmias, because only the Rebbeinu Shalom can take something that has no metzias, make a metzias out of it. The only one who can take manakoyach al apoyel and bring it out of apoyel totally is that. It means also that whatever effect Yetzias Mitzrayim had on Klal Yisrael, it's l'dera deris forever, because it's something that it's koil everything. Klal Yisrael became a klal then, and nobody in Klal Yisrael can opt out. Until that time, somebody was a yid because he chose to be a yid. He chose not to be. He was out. Once the moment we became an umma, there's no such thing as opting out, because a person can be says his own metzias. His das and his seichel, everything comes afterwards. Be yisoyed and b'shoshe. The anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's koil the entire person is what came in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's something that is, Rav Huchner once said, he has a maimer, a beautiful maimer. He speaks about the ischalkus of Mitzrayim, of Gulas Mitzrayim, in at night was his man Geula, and the day was his man Yetzia. So he brings a shtickle halachic nafkemin about Shalom Yisimcha, but he asks why is it so important that you have this ben hashmoshes from this gula, this gula. So he said, Klal Yisrael was not a metzias. We were in Mitzrayim like a goy beker of goy, like a uber beyarchimoy. We left Mitzrayim, we became a metzias. We became metzias. When we left Mitzrayim, that's when the gula was. When we left Mitzrayim, the yitzia, it says erev rav olay mohem. That's when erev came. If the Erev Rav would have come with us in its very Sheirish, we would be Mekulkul and Pogum in the Sheirish. Since we have a Metzias, we have a window of time when not Rein Klal Yisrael, just Klal Yisrael. So now The Erev Rav is an unchepinish and a terrible one. It's a cancer, probably souls, but it's a cancer. It's different than the guf itself. And b'meila, it's shayach to separate it out. If chas v'sholem, it would have been in the very shayach of Yisrael, that would not have. I have a little, I'll just add, I have a hez, why take it? He says there was no mitzias of Erev Rav until the daytime, until the morning. Why not? In other words, he's saying that we needed this time because if the yetzir would have been immediately, the Erev Rav would have took a chapit. I once thought, it's the Hagen, not the Zuz. A goy, the Umas Ha'ilam, the Herr Klal Yisrael, when they're doing something. You know, the Klal Yisrael is going. Good, Shalom Zachzu. Even if they meant something good, even if they meant whatever it is, the Tzushtal of a goy is Shaykh in doing. In the Atzmius, in the Herring, Even if I'm not doing any mitzvahs, bin chayit, I am what I am. That a goy doesn't shaychus to. From the night time was a zman gula, they weren't doing anything. There was nothing doing. The morning, there was vayetu. In the shirish of zaynei, the Sadek says, v'shachpach of kumecha. Kumecha is a zman of asiyah. V'shachpach is a zman of havaya. When a person is in bed at night, laying still, he's not doing anything, but he is. A goy could be oimed on the mitzias of doing. The mitzias of zayin, that's something as we that's a double. Akaponim, it's a very big night, Mitzrayim. It's something that's oimed us about who we are, what we are. We became who we were, and the only one that could do that is a pchina of Ribbono Shel Olam Kodesh V'Atzmoy. And everything else, the way we inherit is harbe shlucho v'makom. Kodesh Baruch Hu does things through different ayfanim. The only one that could make a yesh me'ayin dik, a mekorach apoyel, is Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a zman of yichud of Klal Yisrael that Kodesh Baruch Hu around that. Be'ez Hashem, if we should be zeicha to the klolis of this gula means that just like, it doesn't change one bit from when it happened to now. The same, if it would have been any koyach in the Bria, so a koyach lasts a certain time, whatever, there's a certain hanhaga for a certain time. One thing doesn't change in time is Ani Hashem Leshenisi. And if Ani Hashem is the one who is the one who's megal himself and made us who we are, Be'ez Hashem, we can be yonik again from it, and we should be zeicha Be'ez Hashem that we should see it be poil shalom leinenu Be'ez Hashem.
Okay.